It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. In the Western Canadian Theatre of War of 1812, control of Lake Erie was vital to the supply of British forces stationed along the Detroit River. The ensuing struggle between the United States and Britain for control of this lifeline led to one of the most remarkable engagements in naval history. During this period, American commander Oliver Hazard Perry reported back that, quote, "We have met the enemy and they are ours." During the 1960s, in the comic strip Pogo, this phrase morphed into, "We have met the enemy and he is us." This phrase took on a significant meaning during the climate strike held a few weeks ago around the world. On that day, millions of people, and especially the young, stopped to demand governments everywhere take meaningful action to address climate change. Over 2,500 Australians gathered at Victoria Park at Broadbeach, joined by another 350,000 Australians, to call for immediate action. The climate science is in, and the debate is over, and slowly but surely, we the people are rising up demanding action before it's too late. The major catalyst for this moving mountain of people has been one young 16-year-old girl from Sweden. Her name is Greta Thunberg, who directly told many world leaders to listen to the climate scientists. Greta Thunberg has appeared before the United States Senate Climate Task Force and the United Nations Climate Summit, and was acclaimed as a unifying voice for climate change action. This impossibly mature 16-year-old said, and I quote, "Please save your praise. We don't want it. Don't invite us here to tell us how inspiring we are without actually doing anything about it, because it doesn't lead to anything." She is not only motivating to listen to, but her pigtails and general appearance are magnetic, in that while she is an ordinary young lady, she is charismatic, with a face almost devoid of expression, seldom smiling. Her blunt and matter-of-fact style and straight talk are her hallmarks. Greta Thunberg has spoken about her Asperger's syndrome diagnosis after she was criticised over the condition, saying it makes her different, but that she considers it a superpower. "In my view, we are witnessing a leader in the making at just 16 years of age. The climate strike around the world attracted millions of people from all walks of life, including school students, who stopped for the day to demand governments take action to address the impending climate change catastrophe and the future of mankind. Even in China, small groups braved the Communist Party heavies, which in China represents real courage in the face of their corrupt oppressors. China is a massive and careless CO2 emitter. If you are one of those people who don't believe climate change is largely a human creation, then for goodness sake, read the science and maybe start at the NASA website to get the facts. For those who are waiting to have the ultimate proof handed to them, you are ignoring the canary in the coal mine and your grandchildren's future. Most are aware that the use of fossil fuels creates the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide, which acts as a blanket in the sky and traps heat. However, the second most prevalent CO2 emitter is concrete manufacturing, which yields carbon dioxide by the heating of calcium carbonate. Furthermore, the production of concrete requires large amounts of water, and global production accounts for almost a tenth of worldwide industrial water use. So reflecting on my opening reference of "we have met the enemy and he is us" clearly means it is all the citizens of Earth who have dropped the ball. Greta Thunberg told the USA Senate committee, "We are here to tell you that change is coming, whether you like it or not." Greta is right, as well as courageous, and more power to her and the young people today who will inherit the Earth. The final word goes to 16-year-old Greta Thunberg at the recent UN Climate Change Summit.
"This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. The world is waking up, and change is coming, whether you like it or not."